This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. Here we are on radio, and what's going on out there in the universe? I have to tell you, it's meltdown, meltdown, meltdown. If I see it one more time, I don't know what. Well, then I might as well just jump in and have meltdown with the rest of them. So that always makes an interesting conversation, doesn't it? So here we go. I'd like to start out with some material from Gene Houston, Dr. Gene Houston, I've studied with for a couple of years, and she is always has her finger on the pulse of what's going on out here. Well, it kind of went right along with meltdown. So what I've kind of paraphrased it about the chaos meltdown or whatever's going on out there. If you're looking for stability, or if you're looking for some sense of reasoning, some kind of knowing, something to hang on to, some kind of pattern to life, some kind of message that will guide us to find our niche, some kind of creativity that fits inside the box, some kind of reality. Well, I don't think we're going to find it too soon, because the old stability, the old patterns that we had counted on, the old way of doing business just does not cut it anymore. Instead, we're met with, like I said, meltdown, discontinuity, simultaneousness, multiple associations, and there is a definite yearning for the ancient, the mythical, the mystical, anything Native American and nature patterns. Because in nature, there is a discontinuity, a change, always change, especially with the weather. As many of you experienced in Eugene Springfield area, we had a huge snowstorm. This is unheard of for many, many years. Of course, if you live in Mount Shasta or you live in Lake Tahoe, this is something that you can pretty much expect. Because what the mountains do, they bring in the precipitation. Now, because there's definitely a place of not knowing and of past history, there's no place to relive it, to reread it, or to reinvent it. Because history is no longer there, whatever happened in the government, in health, it isn't something we can really count on. We are thrown into the thrust of new ideas, new paradigms, new solutions, new inventions. And because these come from, the inventions and the intuitiveness, it comes from inside. Outside world is not, like I said, is not something you can follow along with. So it is our inner, internal connection to Source, to Spirit, to God, Goddess, all that is. And the messages that we experience through either automatic writing, meditation, angelic transmissions, and messages are relevant at this time. To look outside of yourself is probably not, well, maybe a couple of you, that may happen, but I don't know too many where it's going to be relevant. And my guest today, and we're going to be bringing her on in about 10-20 minutes, Stephanie Rainbow Bell, and her book, The Beautiful at Any Size, The Plus Size Woman's Guide to Nurturing Confidence and Self-Esteem. After perusing her book, certain parts, I can see that she has a handle on not the external. What does the body look like? It is all about what is going on inside to develop that self-confidence and self-esteem. I don't care if you're a twiggy or you're following what Hollywood dictates that we're supposed to be like, what the government says, all of that external stuff has no relevance here. It is our confidence that comes from within and knowing that we have the answers that are piped into us by Spirit. And so this is a direct, I just I just want to give the next part, because Jean Houston is such a wordsmith. She can say things in one word, two words, that just says it. So here's a quote. How are people experiencing the nature of this new reality? The rising of the depth currents. Isn't that a great combination? Depth currents of all times, all cultures, and all experiences. That's a question. Its effects are felt in the fascination with myth, the seeking of spiritual experience, the revival of the knowings of indigenous people, the rising of a world music which incorporates and sustains the knowings of many regions, styles of clothing that mix and match continents on a single body, while artists everywhere are trying to make sense of it all with art that challenges the imagination and brings new mind and new materials to bear on radically new circumstances. End of quote. From Jean Houston. If you want to go on her website, jeanhouston.com, for her official postings, quite often she blogs about situations such as this. I can always, if I want to know what's going on and I'm in meltdown, I just go to her website, jeanhouston.com. I can always count on her having her finger on the pulse, her thumb, her finger, whatever. So we're ready for our reading right now. And this is for Stephanie, our guest, Stephanie Rainbow Bell, and it's for me, and it's for everyone else out there listening. So I always pull four cards, unless I do it otherwise. Yeah, well, see, I can't do the normal after what I said, but I did pull four cards, and I know what the cards are, so I'm going to ask my guest, first of all, she's going to be, as she's listening, no matter what's going on with her, she's going to pick number one, number two, number three, or number four, or any of it. Whichever one of those four numbers jumps out at her, she's going to pick number one, number two, number three, or number four. And besides, she's going to pick a number for me, thinking of Judith Conrad, judithconradradio.com, meltdown, what's going on in the universe for me. She's going to pick number one, number two, number three, or number four. And then afterwards, she's going to tell me what she gets from what has been given. All right. Have all of you picked your number? Maybe you want to think of a question that you want to ask. And this number, one, two, three, or four, is an answer. We have three major arcana. There are 22 of the major arcana, from the zero to the fool, from the fool all the way to the universe card. It's three out of four. That is huge. Whatever is going on with me, whatever's going on with you, it is huge. It is major, major arcana. The other one is a mastery card, which is no puny thing, because mastery says this is something we are looking at achieving. So here we go. Number one, major arcana. Number 20 of the major arcana, it is the Aeon. The Aeon indicates incubation of three new, whatever, three new books, three new projects, three new relationships, three fetuses that are in different stages of development. It could be you have three books in the first fetus, which is fully developed, or you may have three different ones in different stages. Relationships could be the same thing. So this has to do with self-analysis, to be able to see the totality of what's going on and where you fit into the bigger picture. It's discernment, which springs from deep perception and real insight, to be able to inspire ourselves to move forward. This indicates also that there's some in-depth work in order to move forward toward a blossoming, to see from a higher plane. Exactly what I was saying before is that you go inside to find out what are the messages, what is the work, because we're being asked to get rid of some of the old patterns that are causing meltdowns, to be able to go and to listen to the higher guides, higher messengers, and what is that higher message. Number two card, which is the master card, the Knight of Wands. The Knight is carrying a torch, which is has fire at the core. Torches have fire. And it comes from the Ace of Wands, which is for new beginnings. New beginnings of something exciting, passionate, and spiritual. After all blocks have been burned away, the highest of energy emerges to get you ready to charge forth. Hoo-hoo, yeah. It's important to find a vehicle or an outlet into which this powerful energy can be funneled. Now, Knight is sitting on a horse. It's a unicorn horse. Everything is ready to move forward. In fact, it's almost like you've got a wind behind to move. And the torch is burning the way, lighting the way to be able to move forward in this new beginning. So the first one about new beginnings of three different projects, books, relationships, etc. And then the number two is to master this spiritual fire and passion to be able to move forward with and have access to this higher energy. Card number three is the number six of the major arcana, the lovers. Well, if we're going to have new relationships and mastering it, and number two, why not have the royal marriage of opposites? This is a new venue for personal growth. Perhaps it's a new venue for teaching, because I like to teach. It's a new venue of integration of opposites. You may find that your clients have opposing or opposite viewpoints. It may be it's completely, or here's another possibility, it's completely new teachings that are just opposite from what you had taught before. Because I have a full itinerary of personal development, of intuitive development. So that could be whatever you're teaching or learning, it is completely opposite. This royal marriage of the opposites is being blessed by the Hermit. And that is about completing the old methods of teaching and living, etc., etc. So the Hermit is a number nine card, which is about completing, completion, completion. Card number four, number 10 of the major arcana, which is fortune, the Wheel of Fortune. Jupiter says new beginnings, expansion, opportunities, creativity, big breakthroughs. Woohoo! Of course, breakdown, as far as meltdown, pretty much the same, which is about self-realization and unexpected fortune. Are these cards not great? The Wheel represents wholeness, completeness, and coming full circle. The quote is, I am now ready for miracles to happen. I am, of course, is the most potent part of that, because I am equals God. I am now ready for miracles to happen. So keep watchful eyes for the unexpected gifts and opportunities offered to us. Once they're received, we must forge our new pathway. A lot of new, a lot of beginnings, etc., etc. So with that, I'm going to now kind of prep even more for Stephanie coming in. So I've taken a couple things from the book that I perused, which in the name of the book is Beautiful at Any Size. The first thing is to look or see in the mirror with heart light instead of with a mind. Because the heart is kinder than the mind. The mind gets involved with the ego. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. You know, all that. Yeah. And so to see with heart light is much more important than to see with the ego. The next thing I pulled out of was to smile. If you're going to the grocery store and you see something's going on and you smile, look how you can change the life of the checker and then, therefore, everyone else coming behind. Another part. Your unique fingerprint can change the world, just like that smile. You are here for a purpose, many purposes, to keep your heart open to Spirit's call. Last time, my show was about the calling. What are you being called to do? If your heart is closed, it's pretty hard for Spirit to get through. The Spirit's call is to do your magic, to have a magic touch, and joyfully share it when called. It doesn't always have to do with whether you're paid for it or not. You may have the magic touch with a pet, with a plant, or plants. I've been doing rescuing plants. One of my friends is just not into her plants anymore, and they were some of them that she gave to me were so, the soil was so dry, it was almost like powder. they're pretty happy right now. You may have a magic touch with kids or with the clients in the work that you do. Gratitude for the different body parts. This is another one of them I like. Arms to reach out for what you want. Legs to move you forward towards your desires. And many other we'll probably touch on. The body is the physical container for your divine spirit and soul. I had such great fun doing this. Your soul, your higher self, messages you right now. Sends messages constantly. With your heart open, you will be able to receive them. This light body, the divine spirit. When they send messages to us, they know nothing of the physical attributes of the body. Only the goodness of your magnificence, of your purpose here. And all they want to do is make you feel good to be able to do what you came here to do. And of course, if you're in this place of, I'm such a crappy person, my body sucks, all that, people pick up on that energy. And when you have this feeling, this is my body, this is who I am, and this is what I love me, excuse me, then people pick that up and they say, oh, I want to be around this person because look at how that person smiles. Now, one of the guests that I had, oh gosh, I think it was about 6 months ago, her name is Melissa Baird. When she had a real turnaround when she was flying. She was flying and the person next to her wanted to put the seat, you know, the armrest down. And she kept pushing and pushing, and Melissa started feeling so bad. And she said, turn to the lady, and she says, it's never going down. It's hitting my body. And at that point, she had such a crushing realization. And she, after getting to her destination, decided that she needed to do some internal work. Well, it so happened that she dropped, I don't know how many pounds, 50 or so, so that she, but it wasn't about the losing of the weight. It was finding that inner self-confidence. And to this day, she is so grateful for that situation because it really turned her life around. So Beautiful at Any Size, The Plus Size Woman's Guide to Nurturing Confidence and Self-Esteem by Stephanie Rainbow Bell. We have the platform all set. Let's bring in Stephanie. Welcome to the program, Stephanie.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me, Judith.
You bet. And just going through your book has given me some real insights. And, you know, if you have a perfect body out there, you let me know. Everyone's got this yammer about something, you know. So I'm so pleased to be able to present you to the audience.
Thank you very much.
So, out of the first part of the program, of course, part of it was just right out of your book, and the reading was designed for you and for me and anyone else listening. What number did you pick?
I had picked number four.
Number four.
Which was, yeah, that was quite amazing.
And so, let me go back and look at my thing about, oh, that's the Wheel of Fortune.
It was.
So tell me what you got out of that.
Well, I thought the reading was quite spot on, especially the first card about the three projects.
Yes.
And the incubation period, that totally fits for me because I've got that my newest book is in the works right now. I've also got the first Beautiful at Any Size cruise that I'm working on. And I'm also working on my new plus-size empowerment community.
Love it.
So there's my three projects that are incubating.
I knew that. I knew that you had three of them somehow because all the cards are yours. Which one did you
There's
pick
others,
me?
But those are the big prime ones that are right going on. And then the Wheel of Fortune, that is a card that I get rather frequently these days, which I'm happy to say, because there is just so much going on. And the Knight of Wands also, it all just really fit me about charging forward and being prepared and expecting miracles and all of that. Everything is just really coming together in a very big way. It didn't even surprise me when you told me there were three major arcana cards, because that frequently happens with me as well. So we're right on target as far as I'm concerned.
And which card did you pick for me?
Number three.
I knew that. Because I'm feeling, well, let me have your read on why number three card was so perfect.
I just sense that there's some, what do I want to, well, the words that are coming are switching around.
Yes.
There's some switching around going on with what's coming up for you. That's going to open a lot of different doors. And as we all know, when you open up different doors, there's all kinds of surprises on the other side.
I know. I knew one of them was perfect for me, and as I was writing about it earlier on, I just had the feeling that, yeah, my teaching, whatever I was teaching before, because I'm the Aerophant, I always teach something, and I don't care where it is, when, or how. So you work with the tarot cards and your angels, is that, if I'm understanding correctly?
Yeah, I have worked with the angel cards for a very long time. I do. Not so much currently, because so much of my time now is devoted to getting these other projects in line. But the angel cards have been very helpful to me.
Very good. Well, if anyone wants to call in and you want our intuitive insights into anything, we would be more than happy to accommodate. So let's look at you and your growing up and having the courage to write a book like this. I am just thrilled. Tell me about your pathway.
It's been quite an interesting journey, I will certainly admit. I never thought that, being fat was my worst shame. I've been fat all my life, and it's been an issue all my life. The short story is that in my family, I was the black sheep because of it, and I was really... the way that my parents, did their parenting was very much focused on my weight. So I grew up thinking that I was fat, bad, and wrong. And, I carried that for a very, very long time. So it was quite a surprise to me when Spirit turned that around and said, how about if you help some others?
Isn't that the most...
Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm affirming that.
Oh, thank you. Because I have spent all my life, I just turned 58 in January, and I have spent pretty much all of my life finding ways to be at peace with myself, and finding ways to be at peace with how I looked and who I was personality-wise, just the entire package. And I have been quite successful at that. There's a lot of things I do as a plus-size woman that many people are astonished by, because I don't hide and I don't wear black and I'm not soft-spoken and I'm not glued to any corners. I'm out there and I'm me. And I'm really happy to now be able to help other women with that sense of confidence and that sense of self-esteem. It's definitely been divinely guided. There's no doubt about that.
And so you are mentoring, as I read your website, and by the way, that is a great website, and let me give the website, plussizeinnerpeace.com. That's plussizeinner, peace, PEACE.com. Loved going through the clicking on all of the top categories. And so tell me about the mentoring, a little bit more about mentoring individuals.
Yeah, I have what I call the sweet spot mentoring, which is one-on-one with women. Well, it can also be men, but primarily women, since that's my personal experience, my journey. And we discuss all kinds of things. Because of my background, spiritually, intuitively, just extensive life experience, you know, dysfunctional family, you know, been poor, been not poor, been all those different things, I have an awful lot of tools to help women get clear, get focused, get direction, and get empowered. Because what I want, and that's what I want to help people do. All of us have so many gifts, and we get sidetracked by the inner critic voices and by distractions with, and you know, relationships, or thinking that we're not good enough because of where we live, or you know, what amount is in our bank account. And I help women see their true gifts and talents and bring them forward and feel good about who they are, because there's good in every one of us right this second.
I have a question here. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I do have a sister. She's 2.5 years younger than I.
And does she have the same issues, or is she of another ilk, or...
My sister and I have had a very unique relationship through the years. She is very supportive of this new book, and in fact, she has asked to do some mentoring with me, which I think is pretty awesome.
Nice.
She has not been my size, but she's always battled her weight and her image. She's, you know, I don't know, I'm going to say 20 to 30 pounds has been her, you know, weight issue, whatever you want to call it. But
right.
She's definitely had issues about her self-image.
20 to 30 pounds is a lot different than what you, could you share your weight that you've carried all these years?
Yeah, for the most part, I've been over 300 pounds. Somewhere in that neighborhood mm-hmm. for most of my life.
And so you've turned that whole thing around as far as how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself.
I certainly have.
At what point did it start really turning around? Was it when you started receiving messages? And I want to talk about that in just a little bit, but what age approximately did you start to turn around?
Well, it's a journey, you know. It's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
My spiritual experience began back in 1981 when I first found 12-step programs.
Okay.
And that's when I had my spiritual awakening. And so I would have to say that was a key turning point in my life for that. And beginning self-acceptance and forgiveness and getting past all the shame and, you know, the blame, that's so debilitating. And that's one of the things I love to do when I'm mentoring, is help people get past that. You know, I've worked through a whole lot of issues with forgiveness and resentment and the depression and anxiety and stress that comes with that. So that was probably, you know, in 1981, if I can do my math, 64. I was about 28 years old. I should have known that. I do know that. I was about 28 years old.
Very good. Because sometimes, you know, it's a gradual evolution. Sometimes it's a radical evolution. Like when I took my first intuitive development class on May 5th, 1984, I mean, I had the date. It was Cinco de Mayo. I remember that. That was the largest turnaround I've ever had. And I feel like there's another one coming up right now, right in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of it. So.
That's very exciting. Yeah, December 11th, 1981, I walked in the doors of a 12-step program, and that definitely changed my life for the better.
And, you know, the 12-step program is very spiritual. it has to be, because you're changing inner beliefs as you're changing your habits.
Well, for me, it was all about connecting with a power greater than myself, which gave me the courage and strength to start looking at things and making changes internally and externally. I had felt let down by people all my life, but when I started being introduced to the concepts of a power greater than myself, you know, and relying on that power, of course, now I know that that's just our inner power. There's, you know, well, everybody has their own beliefs, but I believe in my inner power, but I also kind of like the idea of a Superman kind of God that whooshes in and takes care of me, too. So
I like that one, too.
Yeah, I have quite a combination spiritual divine dream team with me, but that concept was absolutely instrumental in helping me change my life.
Yeah, and you in the book it says the Council of Rainbow Light. Could you explain that?
A couple of years ago, I started getting. Well, I've been having messages for a very, very long time. I didn't really understand that that's what they were. I just thought that, you know, kind of everybody did it. Once I had that spiritual awakening and started tapping in, then I was pretty much talking to folks on the other side, as a divine download, as a stream of consciousness. And that had been going on for some time. And a few years ago, three years ago, I started as it became more popular here and as my work was developing, I just got more tuned in isn't quite right. I was already tuned in. I guess I defined it better. That's better. It was a better definition. And so I asked, and I was told I can call them anything I want, but they said if I wanted to say the Council of the Rainbow Light, go for it. So that fit with my new identity, and that's... They're a group of consciousness that helps guide me and helps guide others through me.
And I like that, through you. That's so good. And, of course, our listeners on this station, bbsradio.com, very much in alignment with receiving messages. And so this is very appropriate that you should be on this radio program on this with me. So I'm really thrilled with that.
Yeah, there's no mistakes, are there?
I know it. I love it. So I want to throw it out again. If any of you out there would like to call in and you would like to ask, you know, any questions, make comments, be a part of the radio program, I'd like to just invite you. If you're listening on bbsradio.com, you've got the numbers right in front of you. If you're listening on my website, judithconradradio.com, you also have the numbers there. So either place, you have the numbers. We are welcoming calls to maybe share your experience and where you're at. If you're in meltdown, that's perfect, because that's what we're inviting. Anyone who feels like they need to share or have a question, reach out and ask for help. That's really what I'd like to invite. So who would you like to have call in, Stephanie?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
If you had your druthers
Anyone on the side?
Anyone on the side, anyone who's listening, what type of person would you ideally like to have call in physically on this radio program? Or if you're talking about the other, which you and I love, that realm, the zone I call it, we could also call in that.
I'd love to do some to help somebody who wasn't feeling very good right now. I would love to talk to somebody who was feeling bad about how they look or how they feel that their life is going, and let's up their vibe and change their day.
That's really fabulous. So we're just throwing that out. If you're not feeling just as high spirit as you like to, we'd like to invite you to call in and participate with this because it's safe. This is a safe platform for you to call in. And even if you're not sure that you're feeling just less than what you could be, we'd still like to have you invite you to call. And by the way, those people who you hear about this program, you can always go to the archives of judithconradradio.com or bbsradio.com. The archives are there for you to go back and listen to former programs to find out what we have to offer. So if no one is calling in, we'll just let you make up someone, maybe a testimonial, something that you've done with other people. I don't know, just you be creative. You want to throw out some testimonials, how you worked with people?
Well, you know what's coming into me right now is that we might do a little forgiveness exercise.
Ooh, perfect.
Are you familiar with Ho'oponopono, Judith?
I am not.
Well, if it's all right with you, I'll go into that for a little bit.
Thank you.
Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian forgiveness tradition that was made most popular by through Joe Vitale. And it's a story about Dr. Hugh Lin, who was a psychiatrist. Well, he still is. He was a psychiatrist in Hawaii, and he got a job on the criminally insane prison ward in the hospital in Hawaii for the prisons. And Dr. Hugh Lin believed that he could help everyone. Let me go backwards a little bit. This prison ward was a notorious ward. They couldn't keep staff. It had the worst, criminals, the most insane, obviously very troubled people that had done some pretty horrific things. And like I said, they had trouble keeping staff. They had trouble keeping shrinks. It was just a really bad situation. Dr. Hugh Lin got hired and started using this ancient Hawaiian tradition of Ho'oponopono. And within, I don't remember the time period, but I'm going to say a couple of years. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say within a couple of years, they ended up shutting down the ward. They had no need for it anymore.
Really?
The staff ended up staying. They ended up releasing prisoners back into, normal proper population because the prisoners were being healed. No new prisoners were needed, and they literally ended up shutting down the ward. And what was even more remarkable was Dr. Hugh Lin did it primarily without ever traditionally counseling any of the inmates. He did it using this practice of Ho'oponopono, which is repeating four statements. Are you with me, Judith?
I am. I'm listening. I'm writing them down.
Okay. So these are the four statements, and it doesn't matter what order you say them, and I'll talk about them a little bit more in a couple of minutes, but these are the four statements, and you just kind of keep repeating them as a chant. And the four statements are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And the tradition of Ho'oponopono states that we create everything that is in our experience. So if we're seeing criminally insane, then there is some part of our vibration that matches that. And by repeating those statements, the energy and the vibration of those statements will reverberate and change the situation because we are now reverberating to very high frequencies. You get that, I know.
Yes, and are they? Are these in the book?
No, Ho'oponopono is not in this book. I've written some articles on it, but it's not
very
in
good.
This book.
Okay, continuing on. That's so good. Thank you.
So the way that I use Ho'oponopono is, it's really quite magical. You can use Ho'oponopono for absolutely anything that is causing you a disturbance, any person, any situation. It works when you've got a relationship. You know, it could be a friend, it could be a lover, it could be a child. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship. But when you really don't know what else to do with the relationship, if you spend a few minutes a day or whenever you think of the person, I like to use it to change my the way I'm thinking at the moment. So you know how your inner voice goes, oh, dear, I've got that horrible situation with so-and-so, and I just don't know what to do, and the last time I said this, and then they said that, and then, you know, and it spirals in your head, and you replay these terrible conversations, right?
Yes.
So as we know, though, that's the vibration, that's the energy that you're tuning into, so that's not going to heal the situation. So when I think of a person or a situation that's troubling me, rather than going through the recycling of telling the same sad story or, you know, troubling story, I just start going, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I even came up with a chant that has music to it. It came to me when I was swimming one day. So sometimes I sing it. If you sing it, it doesn't matter what tune you use. You could, you know, you can do it any way you like. But you know that when we add the voice and when we add song to powerful words, then that really activates even more of the vibration of it. And so what you're really doing is you're focusing on how you created it, how the situation is, and you're just raising the vibe and lifting the vibe and changing your focus to something positive so that it gives you the sense of power back that you really can do something about this seemingly, you know, you don't know what to do situation. Can you see how magical that can be?
It is. And what is number two?
I'm sorry?
Number two. Or these are this is it. These are
that's
four statements.
That's the four. You just, all you do is just keep repeating those four statements. And you can do it for, like I said, you do it for any situation. You can do it about relationships. You can do it about money. You know, if your bank account isn't where you wish it was going to be, or you know, you're overdrawn, or there's a new bill that came in that was unexpected. You can just say those statements over and over and over again. And I just can't tell you how often I've heard people, some miracle, like you had said, you know, some new door opens, some weird surprise happens, some healing, you know, happens.
So what is the name? Could you spell the Hawaiian word? Because I can't.
Yes. It's ho. I break it down into the syllables. I'm sure a Hawaiian person would just crucify me for my pronunciation. But it's H-O-O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O. Ho-O-Pono-Pono.
Okay.
And the creator, well, like I said, Dr. Hugh Lin, and it's Dr. H-E-W, and his last name is L-E-N.
All right. Thank you. I think this has been worth taking the time to explain. You see, spirit is always so cute because no one would call in because this was more important than anything else. So what a teacher you are. I just have to honor you, Stephanie. And Rainbow, your last name, Rainbow Bell. Love it, love it. So
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so where did the rainbow, did you take that from the rainbow light?
When I got divorced, well, just prior to getting divorced a couple of years ago, I knew that my life was changing and shifting, and I wanted a name change. And I didn't want to take back my my maiden name. That's a long story, but, you know, that no longer fit me.
Right.
And so I asked, and Rainbow came in. And so I'm Stephanie Rainbow. I've kept my ex's last name for the time being because, honestly, for the legal ramifications, and it's quite a lot of paperwork to legally change my name to Stephanie Rainbow. So I haven't gone through that paperwork change. But I'm Stephanie Rainbow.
Very good. Okay, we have a caller who's venturing into the radio land, and who do we have online?
It's Corinne Judith.
Hello, Corinne. Corinne Judith, I like that name.
Corinne Judith, yes, we go together, as in one name.
Yes, Corinne, welcome to the program. I know Corinne.
Yes, you do. And I also know Stephanie Rainbow Bell.
Do you?
I do. I have her book. I've read it. And she's actually coached me on the phone before.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, so Corinne, for calling in. So tell me, what would you like to share, or either one? You just carry on the conversation. We've got a few minutes here.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is I just wanted to call in and give a shout-out to Stephanie because, as you know, too, Judith, I'm a big woman. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a leadership coach out there in the world. I'm out there in front. And it's not easy to stand in that position. And I'm not in crisis at this moment, but I really wanted to give a shout-out for Stephanie for just putting her word out there and allowing all of us, no matter how big we are, how small we are, whatever, to celebrate how wonderful we are.
You bet. Stephanie, anything you want to add to and question? You may have a question for Corinne.
I am shaking my head in awe while I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm just so thrilled to hear that, and I love receiving that confirmation. I appreciate that, Corinne, you're willing to call in and say that. And, you know, I'm just so honored to serve. I really am.
Absolutely. You know, the biggest line that from your book and from actually talking to you that really just I feel resonates for me personally, and I think it's such a great thing for all of us to take a look at, is that the scale only measures our relativity to our relationship to gravity. It does not measure our value.
Isn't that huge? I love that quote.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a big quote. So
yeah.
That was the biggest thing. You know, I don't want to hog up all the time, but, you know, I worked on calling in Judith a couple times, had a really hard time calling in. So that might be why Stephanie's not getting any calls on this. But I just wanted to make darn sure my intention was to get through and just to give a big yay. That's all.
Thanks, Corinne.
Thank you so very much, Corinne. What a joy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And
best luck to
you. I just want to honor you, Corinne, for calling in. And, you know, it's not easy calling in on a radio program. I have to admit that. I don't call in on radio programs.
I appreciate your persevering as well.
Yes. Here's to Corinne and here's to Stephanie. Yay!
Yay!
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling in. Anyone else out there want to be brave and get online here? So thank you so much. Stephanie, we're getting, we've got another 5, 7, or 8 minutes. And we're just opening the lines up again. I think Corinne McElroy for calling in. She is a fabulous coach. In fact, one of the things that she said to me one time, Stephanie, was, you know, because I do coaching. She said, do you have a coach? And I said, no, I don't. She said, well, if you're going to be coaching, you really need a coach. So I just want to honor her for that because, you know, we were at a social event and it just hit me. I said, when I get ready to do the executive coaching, because I know that's one of her specialties and leadership, that's where I'm going to go. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, coaches definitely need coaching. I agree with that, and I've got a couple of coaches at the moment, too. You know, if we have this extra minute or two, can we talk
yes.
about that point that Corinne brought up about
yes.
the scale only measures your relationship to gravity?
Please, please.
It is such an important concept that I just really want to reinforce that, because I have spent years, and I to this day, it's still a challenge, I will admit, that, to use the scale as a tool rather than a weapon. Because that is all it is. It is a tool. And if it can't be a tool for you, don't use it. I no longer get on the scale, I don't know, maybe now, I don't think I've been on the scale for about 6 months. You know, I've got a couple of pairs of trousers, and I can tell if they're getting a little snug or not, but it's really not my issue anymore, except for comfortability. So I don't get on a scale because I don't want that to master me. You know, there's nothing, a scale doesn't tell me whether I'm good or bad. And we let it, and our culture has ingrained that into us, especially as women. Oh, my God, I lost a pound. That's great. Then it's a great day. Oh, my God, I've gained 2 pounds. Oh, no, it's terrible. I'm going to die now.
Right.
You know, that's just rubbish. It's just rubbish. That scale doesn't measure your value. Your value as a human being is predetermined, and it's always good, period. That's not even open for discussion.
Yay! Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, before we go on any further, we've got about 4 more minutes. I'd like to have you give your contact information so that people can get a hold of you, since they're shy about calling here on the radio. And, of course, your radio program will be up online soon. I don't know exactly when, but I'll send a link to you directly. So your contact information, Stephanie.
Thank you very much. The best way to contact me is through my website. There's a contact form right there on the website. It says about me. And my website is plussizeinnerpeace.com. And if you're on Facebook, I welcome you to friend me. I'm Stephanie Rainbow Bell on Facebook. And you can also check out my fan page on Facebook, which is Plus Size Inner Peace. And if you're a Twitterer, then I definitely tweet under the hashtag Plus Size Inner Peace, and my Twitter handle is Rainbow Steph. That's a surprise, eh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, no surprise.
I love being on social media, and I'd love to make new friends there. So by all means, if that's one of the ways you'd like to connect with me, let me know that you know, you heard me here on Judith London's show. And I'll look forward to meeting you.
And
also, Judith, do we have another minute? Can I tell them about a couple free gifts they can get?
Yes.
On my website, Plus Size Inner Peace, there is a free gift for you there. And I'm also, I just created this, and I'm really proud of it. We're doing the Beautiful at Any Size cruise this coming January, and there's another gift on that site, which is beautifulatanysizecruise.com, and that's 5 hot tips for the plus size savvy traveler.
Keep going.
So I certainly invite anyone listening to check out the gifts on either one of those, either site. I think you'll find them helpful.
Thanks, Stephanie. It's been my honor to have you as a guest on my program. I don't know why you don't have your own radio program, but, you know, when you're ready, call
me. It's coming.
It's coming. I know. I know. I'd love to be able to facilitate that. So, yes, you have so much to share with the world. And I'm going to close now and just remind you that for all the people listening, I will be back tomorrow. We'll be talking to another author who's written Cat of Nine Lives. And it's another inspirational spiritual book that will help you make decisions when you get that good feeling. That's when you make the decision and move forward. So that'll be again tomorrow at 4 p.m., 4 to 5. And if anyone's ready to go to the WESAC celebration, first part of May, I'm taking a group down there to Mount Shasta, California, and you'll have a great time and a very good group down there. All right, I'm going to close now. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.